The G8 and G20 summits are occurring in Toronto and Huntsville, Ontario this week. Yet a key component has already occurred here in Vancouver. 1 month ago, the G8 University Summit was met with large protest in downtown Vancouver. I spoke with Alex Ma. He is one of the organizers of that protest with the Vancouver Community Mobilization Network. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
What was the G8 University Summit?
So the G8 University Summit is like a summit that's been organized for the past 3 years, prior to the like G8 and G20 summits. And the idea behind it is to get together like all these high and kind of elite university members, presidents, rectors, chancellors of universities, and they're universities that are a part of the G8 and G20 countries, and they're supposed to be leading in education and research in areas. So they all get together, they talk about a theme, and then a delegate is sent to the G8 G20 summit to kind of present on that theme and what the universities would like the world leaders to hear from them.
Who actually took part in the G8 University Summit?
There's two separate ones. One is a student summit, so it's students can put in applications, and then they wind up paying something like $500 to go on this trip to, this year it was in Banff, because it was co-sponsored by the UBC and the University of Alberta. And then there's another summit that is all these presidents and that sort of thing. So I'm not quite sure exactly how many people attended the one in Vancouver. That one took place between UBC and the Fairmont Hotel downtown. A couple of the keynote speakers were certainly questionable. Amory Lovins. So what their theme this year was sustainable energy, education, and health. And their speaker on energy was this guy Amory Lovins, who worked as an advisor to like industry for many, many years, and also like the U.S. Department of Energy and Defense. Is really connected to like heads of state that co-sponsored or published something that was co-sponsored by the Pentagon, and has also been involved with corporations advising them like Coca-Cola, Ford, Walmart, just a bunch of particularly heinous corporations. So that's kind of what the theme of the G8 University or the real underlying discussions of the G8 University Summit seem to be very much pro-business, pro-privatization. How can we get our research acknowledged? And a real tone of universities as being the ultimate holders of knowledge. There's in one of the declarations they said basically that the universities could play a key role in guiding the future because they were the only true holders of like objective information, which is a total fallacy.
What was the outcome of the summit?
The outcome of the summit was very much the same as it has been in previous years. They basically talk about how, the leading change thing, how they issue this declaration and talk about how universities have an important role in creating knowledge and sustainability solutions and they refer to themselves as like living laboratories for sustainability, which is the reason why I would be so critical of such a statement is that not only is it presenting universities as the holders of ultimate knowledge, but also in previous, I think it was the Torino Declaration, they talked about developing partnerships with private sectors to transfer that knowledge and commercialize like sustainability technologies. So that's like the world where we see like cap and trade, the hydrogen fuel cell, all these consumption-based, like profit-driven technology that are geared around privatization of resources and not geared around really empowering people to live sustainably.
Why do they have this emphasis on privatization and private sector partnerships?
Because it's a presentation to the G20, and it's also like the presidents are basically CEOs of universities, right? They're looking to get there's a combination of factors. Universities are looking to get money through having really reputable research departments, but those research departments have to be marketable to corporations to get those donations, right? And that's in a world where like government funding for post-secondary is definitely on the decline relative to like inflation rates. I think that that's one of their major things, is that they're trying to pitch this to the G20 as look at the role we can play in the future. The other thing that they talked about was having those partnerships again, the summit itself was sponsored by PCL Construction, which is like, I think it's the largest. Yeah, it's the largest general contracting organization in Canada, and has had something like 5 major demonstrations from migrant workers in the U.S. Against it because of unpaid wages, unsafe working conditions, and just has that. I think even though these are anecdotal accounts of how this summit is heavily linked with the corporate sector and those types of things, as a whole picture, the evidence is pretty clear.
And how do you think the decisions or the declaration from the G8 University Summit will affect what happens at the G8 G20 Summit in Toronto and Huntsville?
I don't think it will at all. I think it's a presentation that people are allowed to make because they have a high position in society, both by class and academic status. The presentations are really the same message each year. So it's just, I don't know, I think it's a pretty superficial thing. But I think that the act of universities getting involved in and wanting to be present and spoken for in this way at the G8 G20 is a problem because universities are supposed to kind of empower people, create, enhance people's understanding of the world and to engage with this one sketchy high power summit is, I don't know, it just shows that universities are definitely not headed in the direction of providing people with like tools to explore their world. I just don't think that the university administration are advocating for increased funding for public education.
Right.
I feel like certainly that needs to happen, but I don't think that those are the people to look to for that type of advocacy. I think it's a much more like student population, labor movement, a lot of other people who are affected.
And now the Vancouver Community Mobilization Network organized a protest in opposition to the G8 University Summit. What happened at the protest?
At the protest, we started at our gallery, went down Burrard Street to the Fairmont Hotel where they were having the summit. And then there was, that was about 3 o'clock, and then 5 o'clock, there were buses that were going to shuttle the delegates to the summit to what was it, like a champagne dinner at UBC. And people involved in the process saw the bus block the street in front of it so it couldn't go through. And then the a huge police line formed. They called in more police and protesters, and then without any warning decided to start pushing, kicking and shoving people and dragging them across the road to pave the way for the bus, and proceeded running with the bus to exit it, even though the bus driver, from footage that I've seen, I was obviously not able to make that observation at the time, given the amount of roughing up of the from the police, but the bus driver looked like he was quite hesitant to be possibly running over civilians. So there was one person running up, yelling at him to keep going, and I don't know, probably 10 police surrounding the bus as people got dragged out of the way and they got the bus through, which was really like just an unnecessary level of police violence, considering that they were only late for a dinner. There was no risk to anyone's life. They could have backed up the bus or transferred the delegates into other vehicles to take them up there. There were just numerous options that existed that wouldn't have involved. I think three people got concussions that they had to seek medical attention for, and one person was actually, earlier in the day, was pulled off her bike very aggressively by the police when she was riding in front of the march, and had a sprained, like a pretty seriously sprained wrist from that. So.
Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks.
Take care. And I was speaking with Alex Ma. He is an organizer with the Vancouver Community Mobilization Network.